This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Right now, the man responsible for a wager that we have here on the BT and Sal show, Clem. Clem from Surfside joins us. We had Clem from Rockland, who loved Surfside before. Clem from Philly, of course, huge Phillies fan and Sixers fan and Eagles fan. If you're not familiar with it, we had a bet months ago, Clem, when we had you on the air, where we put the division on the line, Mets, Phillies for the division, whereas if the Phillies won, I have to dress up as a Philly. BT maybe in a Surfside can costume. And if the Mets win, you got to send us another full palette of the delicious Surfsides. How you feeling, Clem, after these first two games of this all-important series right now?
Listen, Sal, you know, not great with the first two games, but still got a five-game lead. I just checked the odds. Phils are minus 750 to win the division. Mets are plus 500. I mean, how are you feeling, I guess, is the question.
Well, I'll tell you this. On Sunday, I felt like it was over, and I was disappointed because I was like, ah, man, they didn't even give us any fun as far as the division goes for the final month of the season. But after these first two, I don't know, Clem, your Phils are looking tight here, and all of a sudden, not only have the Mets had their number, but that number goes from 7 to 5. If the Mets win tonight, your Phillies, I think, are in some trouble.
That's a big one. That's the kicker. I mean, we take this one back, it's back up to 6. You guys complete the sweep, all of a sudden we got a division race.
I mean, you've been texting me, you and Spike texting me about Durant and the Phillies. And then I watched Durant last night.
I mean, what happened
night.
To Durant? They said that was the first ever. Pete told me that's the first time Durant ever gave up 4 hits without recording an out. First time ever. I think we're cursed. We're cursed at Citi Field. And I don't know why. We sponsored him. We've got Surfside flowing there. It should be good juju for us.
That is a great point, Clem. I'll tell you, if you blow – now, you remember the 17 games to go, 7-game lead that the Mets had that your Phillies stole from the Mets. Maybe it's a little reversal here with 7-game deficit with 32 to go. Now it's 5 with 30. I mean, maybe you could be on the wrong end of this this historic collapse potentially from your Phils, who look tight, and the Mets have their number. There's no doubt about it.
No. You know, listen, no question. I'm still confident, but I see some cracks in the armor. You know, Durant hasn't looked right since he had that injury scare. We obviously lost Wheeler. You know, Castellanos never saw a pitch he didn't like to swing at. And, you know, the vibes have gone a little bit down. But we still got 30 games. Still think we got the better squad. But I do think it's important. We got to break this Citi Field curse. I don't want to be going into the playoffs with the mental hangover that we can't win in that building. Got to get that monkey off our back.
Well, that's the other thing. You could win the division, but you know if these two teams meet in the playoffs, you may have a similar fate to what you saw last year and what you saw with the Knicks and Sixers a couple years ago.
God, I got to win one off of you, man. This is going to be brutal. I got to get at least one here. I mean, we're going to have to do an Eagles-Giants bet just to give me a little, you know, a little cushion here.
What do you think? I am some sort of sucker, Clem? I don't know if I could do that. I'll tell you this. If you don't win this, if the Phillies don't win this division, head-to-head with the Mets, I mean, that will be as bad, almost as bad as the 2007 collapse. So, and you know me. I want to see the Mets win the division, but I really want to see them win the division so I can have myself some Surfside. I need that pallet of Surfside. Playoffs is going to be great, but it's going to taste even better if we get that pallet of Surfside over to the fan.
Absolutely. I mean, for you, it will be. Either way, for me, it'll be sweet. But the other thing you should know, you know, when they do play, hopefully inevitably in the playoffs, you got to come down to Philly. We just made a big sponsorship down there. And I know, believe me, I'm all too familiar with how well New Yorkers travel to Philly for games. I think they say it's still cheaper for New Yorkers to come down, buy a ticket, and spend a night in a hotel than it is to buy a ticket in New York. So we get way more New York fans than I would like. But if you're familiar with the Philly sports complex, right in the middle of all the stadiums is this huge mega sports bar complex. It was formerly called Xfinity Live, but it's about to be called, and in time for the playoffs, it will be called Stateside Live. So we are the new sponsor of that venue, and the Surfside and the Stateside will be flowing. So look forward to hosting you and hopefully not too many of your rambunctious New York fans.
No, I'm not coming alone. We're coming down in droves, Clem. I got news for you. I saw that. I'm excited for it. Mark my words, I will be there, especially if it's Mets Phils, no doubt about it. By the way, before we let you go, somebody told me here, you know, we're hanging out at the Salt Shack. We miss you. Wish you guys were here, but we got Surfside all over the place. I was told that there's a new flavor coming. Is that true?
Maybe. Not ready for announcement, but I will definitely, maybe when we settle our bet at the end of the season, it might be time. But yeah, we always got to have something up our sleeve a little bit, right, and keep it fresh. So
you got to tell them be careful. You got to tell them be careful telling the radio people the news that's not ready for air yet, because I was almost going with it. But either way, I love all the flavors. I'm excited for the new flavor, hopefully when we do have that breaking. And we'll revisit this one more time at least before it's over with the division, Clem, with the Mets and Phillies. But we love to have you. Congrats with everything that's gone on with Surfside. Best of luck, even though I want to win this bet. Best of luck to your Phils the rest of the way here.
Thank you, my friend. And, hey, shout out to Sal from Rockland. We sent him a little care package, so hopefully he's enjoying that in the remaining days of summer.
Hoff has one question for you here, Clem, too, before you
leave. Clem, by the way, I went to Sal's this weekend, and he had a bunch of Surfside, and there was a flavor that I never had before, and we need more of that when we win the division. So please send over the green tea, peach, and mango.
Oh, you like the green tea? The new flavors with the green tea.
Yeah, no, that I mean, I love them all, but that mango one is dangerous, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Clem. You're the man. We appreciate the few minutes.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
All right, Clem. See, yeah, it would have been a different tone. I was like, oh, God, we got to have Clem on, but the division's kind of over. Luckily, the Mets have won these two games in a row here, and now all of a sudden it's getting tight in Philadelphia. Matter of fact, they had one of their hosts on IP, went on this rant, you know, kind of like he's stealing my material. Joe Giglio, you're still on my material. I did this years ago. And by the way, I didn't do it as material. I did it because I really thought the Mets were going to win the division in 2022. And then because of the publicity that got after the Mets, of course, famously blew the division, now other guys want to go out there. You know, Marash does the same thing. The division is over. Evan's been having fun with that. Now Giglio goes out there on WIP and says that the division is over. The Phillies are going to win it. All of a sudden, Joe's going to feel the wrath of his Philly fans if things start going the wrong way. They were talking about if the Phillies sweep the Mets, they're going to be up 10. Well, no. Phillies can't sweep the Mets. They can't even win the series. They better make sure they get tonight. Otherwise, it's going to be a big problem.
Are you going to delete your tweet that you put up?
No.
That post?
No, because I told you. I'm not lying. This is not a hope thing. It's not a bit. I really believed that the Mets were going to win the division. I held out hope as long as I could. Right before this series. I could have held out a little bit longer, I guess, because definitively to me, if they lose one game here, then it's over. But they might not lose a game. We'll see what happens tonight. All right, let's get back to the phones here, Hoff. Actually, you need me to break or no? Where are we at with that?
No, we're good. We can just take another phone call. Why not?
Okay, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Fun to talk to Clem, of course, from Surfside. Great dude.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.